pretty scary, you know, laying there on a stretcher and stuff and, you know, being numb and stuff. But I want to thank, you know, first all the fans, all my teammates and everything for, you know, kind of saying prayers and, you know, being with me through that whole thing. So it looked a lot worse than it was, you know, it ended up just being a cervical strain, which is scary. But, you know, I'm just happy that, you know, I get to be back on the field. As soon as I'm feeling better, I'll be out there.
Were you overwhelmed by the support? Because everywhere on Twitter, people calling, I mean, it was a huge.
Well, it's definitely nice to wake up in the morning and see, you know, you start. It's amazing how much you don't like to practice until you can't do it anymore, you know. And it's real humbling, you know. Whenever you know, you can't really feel your extremities for a while. It's kind of, you know, I get a little bit emotional about it because this is what I love to do, and you know, I couldn't imagine myself doing anything but this game. So I just really appreciate all the support I got from my fans and, you know, from, you know, Bronco country and everything. So it's just kind of sensitive right now. But, you know, I'm going to be better. I'm going to be on the field probably as soon as I feel better. I feel great every day. Every day I'm getting better. So, you know, we should be out there. I can't really put a timeline on it, but I'm hoping to be back by week one.
Can you describe the play?
The play, you know, it was a cut block came at me, and I thought the running back would be coming next. It was a fullback, and he just caught me wrong. It's just comes with the game, you know. I'm not mad at anybody, and there's not really anything you could have done to avoid it. It was going to happen either way. So, you know, it was just a cut block. My head was down. I looked up, and, you know, I didn't lose consciousness or anything, so I knew exactly what happened. And I thought it was just a stinger at first, and then it kind of didn't feel that way. So
was there a moment when you thought the worst?
Well, when you're in a hospital and they're using a lot of big words, you're not real sure what they're talking about. So, yeah, there was a you know, a couple times. But, you know, they did a really good job of, you know, letting me know that it wasn't as serious as I thought it was once all the scans came back negative and stuff. So, you know, I'm extremely lucky and extremely blessed.
How long did you not have feeling in your extremities?
Once I got into the ambulance and started moving, you know, I could start feeling everything again. I could move everything the whole time. It was just everything felt kind of fuzzy, you know. Because obviously, you know, when you shock your system like that, it takes me, that's kind of reboot. So, but you know, as of now, everything's back to normal, and you know, just as soon as the pain goes away, I'll be all right. Got full motion back and everything, so I'll be all right.
You're such a physical player. Once you get out there, are you going to be able to from play one start getting after, not thinking about?
Well, if you play scared, you're going to get hurt again. So, you won't. Don't count on me playing any scared.
Derek, you said some pain. Is it like in your neck or?
Yeah, just on the right side of my neck. You know, a little bit of pain, just strain, just muscle strain. It's all muscle now at this point. So no tears, no strain. It's just a strain, really, at this point. So, you know, I'm very lucky, very fortunate.
And once that goes away, you're good to go?
Yeah, as soon as the pain goes away, we'll do another MRI, and then they'll clear me to go.
Have you ever had anything like this before, Derek? Any kind of scare like this? Any kind of injury, anything like that?
I never. If you're asking me if I've ever been carted off on an ambulance, no. No, I don't like that feeling at all. So let's try not to let that happen again.
How encouraging was it, Derek, that you were able to fly home with your teammates, because they were all really glad that you were able to come back?
Yeah, that was, they clapped for me and stuff when I got on the plane and everything. And, you know, I got yelled at for not giving a thumbs up when I was on the stretcher. You know, Wood keeps giving me, you know, a hard time about that the whole time. But, yeah, I was extremely happy to be on the plane with I look at this team as my family. So it was good to be there.
Do you hope to be ready for the season opener? I know you don't want to give a timetable to yourself, but
in my head, I say yes. So, you know, I plan on being out there on the field, you know. But, you know, obviously everything takes time. So as soon as they clear me to go, I'm ready.
What type of stuff are you able to do working out right now?
You know, I went into the weight room, did a full upper body workout today. So, you know, obviously that's a good sign. You know, you just got to be careful as far as, you don't want to restrain it, obviously. So as far as putting a helmet on and going full contact, but, you know, we'll see.